This is CCTA wake up call for January the 14th and 15th, 2023.
Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA wake up call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. Thank you for tuning in today. Go ahead and warn you ahead of time. I'm on the backside of a cold for the last week, and my voice may crack or just totally disappear at some point in time.
But you recently started singing bass in some singing group,
no,
right?
Mama sang bass.
Mama sang bass.
Yeah. So Bob and Mary Griswold's with me tonight.
Hello.
Hello.
Melissa's out sick also, and a number of other folks that I had contacted about being with us tonight were either pre-obligated or weren't feeling up to it either. So we're just going to talk about some current events because there's plenty out there to talk about. And I think what we'll start off with is we've got a new Speaker of the House.
Well, after 15 knockdown dragout fights, I think.
Actually 12.
12, yeah, okay. It's funny, reading a couple of articles, it's really the first time in recent history where they've actually had any debate about the Speaker. Mm-hmm. And it was debate that happened on the floor. The media is saying that's so horrible that they did that, when yet this is the way that it was designed to happen.
Absolutely.
It wasn't designed to happen in a smoke-filled room in the back.
People that are looking at it as it was a mess and uncalled for. They need to, like you say, look back over history. Nancy Pelosi, she had 14 people swear they would not vote for her.
That did.
Then all of a sudden, as I heard somebody on a radio show say, she came up with some pictures of them with farm animals or something.
Yes.
And suddenly all 14 of them changed their votes.
The interesting part of this whole discussion were the rules that the people that were voting against McCarthy were holding out for. And generally, they're pretty good rules. There's one that I really think is going to be a problem, and that was the fact that in order to vacate the chair, you need one single person to make the motion to remove the speaker,
right,
if he goes back on his word or policy agenda. The Democrats are going to be able to play havoc with that.
Maybe.
I mean,
I think they thought it through pretty thoroughly.
Well, that concerns me because I'm afraid that that will be misused. But the other.
But then it's got to come to a vote.
Yeah, it's come to a vote, and it comes to if it comes to a voice vote, I mean, if somebody wants to go and stand up and say, I vote against that this speaker, and okay, we're going to take a registered vote of all these. Well, look at all these oddballs.
Yeah.
There were some other rules that were really good. 72 hours to read a bill before you vote on it. That's a good idea. And single subject bills.
Both of those are just common sense. It shouldn't have been any other way.
It should never have been any other way.
Right. Yep.
And the House of Representatives gets to make its own rules.
I'll tell you another one they needed to have. They needed to limit the size of a bill.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Three pages.
It should never be bigger than the Constitution is. I
mean. Or thicker than the Bible.
Yeah.
But the fact that they did this, that they did these rules in the House, gives me hope that if we ever get a real leader of the Republican Party as head of the Senate, that maybe this can carry over to the Senate, and we can get some common sense back in our Congress.
We can only hope. Well, there's a lot of speculation out there on some sites. Some people call them conspiracy theories or whatever. But if you do some research out there, you find a lot of different viewpoints. And one of them is that this was carefully planned out, prearranged. because what have you done now? You've gone in there and set some precedents. You've also got those agreements that you were talking about. What did they need to be able to control what goes on in the House? Six votes.
Six votes, yes. Of the 20, I'm going to say, they're not defectors, but they are individuals who decided not to go along with the plan.
20 members of the Freedom Caucus. Mm-hmm. But all they need to steer the outcome of the next year is six votes.
Mm-hmm.
How many people did they have that held out? Six.
Six.
You had six that held out through all 12 until the last.
Until the very last.
And you had somebody who voted present, which changed the total that was needed.
Right. And so now those six are on the committees that they need to be on to have oversight over making sure that the conservative viewpoint is being
addressed. Represented, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. So there was a plan there. It wasn't just to go out there and have a battle back and forth.
No, I know that there were heated discussions, and you're right, there was a plan, there was a strategy in all that they were doing. There's a strategy in the way that they approach bills. I mean, it's funny to see one of their first strategies was, again, one of the responsibilities of the House is to raise funds. Well, they decided that they're not going to supply the funds for, what is it, the
87,000
yes. IRS agents?
Now, you know, a lot of people say, well, big deal. It's never going to pass the Senate. Yeah, but what have you done? You're going to identify to all the people out here who's willing to make them suffer.
It doesn't have to pass the Senate if it's...
Well, it's got to be in a bill, and they're not going to fund them in a bill.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, they don't have to get that through the Senate. They just say, we're not giving you the money. I don't think they have to get that through the Senate.
No, no.
There's a lot of talk about it out there.
The House is in charge of appropriations.
Right, they are. So. They are.
And because this number of agents is not part of a, quote, continuing resolution, then this is a new item that was not a continuing resolution.
And they can just say we're not funding it.
Stand it on its own.
Yeah. No.
The interesting part of that, though, and watch for the spin, we know that the IRS is not the world's most efficient organization. And that is a real understatement. And when people are having problems getting through or getting their answers this season, we're going to hear, it's the Republicans' fault because they didn't fund the 87,000 agents. So be prepared for that. It's going to come.
Right. Well, they also have a new committee for the weaponization of the government agencies.
Of the DOJ, et cetera.
And the IRS. I don't know if you remember back over the last few years. In the Obama administration and all, I can't quote you the numbers, but millions and billions probably of dollars were spent on arms and ammunition for the IRS. Why do IRS agents need to be armed?
And remember in the want ads, when they were hiring, they were looking for people that were trained in weaponry.
Yeah. So so now they've got a committee, I think it's a committee, on the weaponization of these agencies, and I hope they reverse all that, and I think they ought to take the billions of dollars worth of ammunition and arms that they purchased they need to recover those and auction them off to the public.
To the public.
Yes.
Or give them to the Defense Department.
No. They go to the public.
Defense Department just gave $87 million worth of weapons.
Yeah. But it will be interesting when we talk about the weaponization of the IRS to see if they go back to Lois Lerner and if she's ever held accountable for what she did for the tax-exempt, holding out the tax-exempt status of conservative groups. I mean, she's never paid a price for that.
Well, there's a lot, over the last decade, there's been a lot of government officials that have not been held accountable for some very egregious.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and the rules are for thee and not for me. Yes.
Right, right. So it's going to be interesting in this upcoming session. Those are two good things there. I think they're going to do some things on the right to life. I hope they address the voter ID thing. Sadly, the Supreme Court bounces back and forth on that. I mean, we still don't have it here in North Carolina.
No, we don't, no.
So we hope we make some progress there. But I think the biggest thing that we have gained is that it being televised, people got to see a whole lot.
They got to see a whole lot. When certain votes were taken, you see the opposition voting strictly as a block, I'm going to say their administrator or whatever says this is the way you will vote.
Right.
And on
212 of them.
And yeah. It's lockstep. It's
yes.
Lockstep. As was reading, you know, again, we are a quote democratic republic.
Right.
Which means that our representatives should each represent the population in their district. Now, I cannot believe that 212 people's district all think exactly the same way.
Yeah, well,
they all happen to think the way that the one leader wants them to think.
Yeah, well, like they said about Pelosi having the pictures, there's something out there on
there is something.
On most of them, okay? They are controlled, and they do as they're told, and very seldom will you see one step out of line.
And generally when they do, they're made an example of and primaried.
And in the Republican Party, you've got some that are just as bad.
Yes.
You've got rhinos that are showing their true colors now. And I think that's a good thing that these people are being exposed for what they are.
Yes.
So it's going to be an interesting 2 years. Well, 1 year now. It's 2023, so we got...
One year before they start campaigning again.
Yeah. We're already in the election season. Seeing that.
Yes. All right, well, let's take a break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
The God and Country Christian Alliance has a simple mission, but it is a profound one. They want to inform and educate the public on issues of moral and political concern. They want to restore the Judeo-Christian values upon which this nation was founded to all levels of government. And they want to encourage and activate pro-family voters. Simple, but not easy. The God and Country Christian Alliance meets the third Monday of every month at Moore's Barbecue on MLK in New Bern. Meetings begin promptly at 7 p.m. and end by 8:30. To enjoy dinner with the group before the meeting, arrive between 6 and 6:30. Both the food and the company are good. Meetings include speakers and discussion, and their annual banquets are legendary. Join them on the third Monday of each month for a refreshingly candid view of the world and our place in it.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government. to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Again, I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, here with Mary and Bob Griswold. And we're talking about current events. We were just talking about our new House of Representatives leader, Speaker of the House. And that speaker carries a lot of power. And Ms. Pelosi has abused that power for long enough.
And very much so.
I think this is going to be a welcome change, and hopefully they'll take the power that they've gained now and use it properly. Only time will tell. But folks, don't be afraid to go online, and you can go to the U.S. House website, and they're all listed there, and their email addresses and their phone numbers. Don't be afraid to go up there and let them know.
And you know, Rick, make a phone call. Write them a letter.
Email.
Email probably doesn't carry as much weight as it should, but or because it just gets overloaded and there's some bots that make those emails up. But you know, you've got a lot of people that you need to have your representative know where you stand.
Yep.
They can't represent us if we don't tell them what we think.
That's right. Well, what else is in the news here? We had a lot of flights grounded yesterday.
Oh. Nothing to see here, folks. Just move on.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of strange.
It was a computer glitch.
No, it says a computer breakdown grounds flights nationwide in the latest blow to the U.S. transportation system.
I think they said 1,100 flights were outright canceled and something like 2,700 flights were delayed.
Well, I want to tell you something. You can't trust anything they tell you.
No.
I remember years and years ago when our kids were little, when because of a snowstorm in St. Louis, we were 6 or 7 at least hours late getting out of Boston on our way to Phoenix and almost had to spend the weekend in Chicago, which we did not want to do, and had 3 little kids with us. The oldest one was probably 7. The youngest one was 4. And the youngest was on a very restricted diet. And I can't imagine what the people in those 1,100
canceled, apparently.
Canceled flights went through. If you're trying to go on vacation with your kids and your flight is canceled and you're stuck you can't get home, that's horrible.
Yep. Well, they did use the word glitch here. Thousands of flights were canceled or delayed after a glitch caused a system that provides safety information to pilots called NOTAMs, Notice to Air Missions, to fail. There's a lot of controversy over whether there was a computer glitch or if it was cyber
attacks
or hacking or whatever.
Yeah, it's the one that tells the pilots whether what the weather conditions are at their destination or wherever their diversion points would be, or whether a runway is closed or whatever else. And so I guess
you need that information if you're a pilot.
Yeah, I guess for some short haul, it didn't. Short hop runs, it probably didn't affect it as much as the long runs. You know, it sounds strange. Digressing. This is my forte, is to digress. There was an Amtrak train.
Oh yes.
That took 37 hours to do
Florida to
from Virginia to Florida. It was the auto train, and because of an accident a freight train hit a car or something like that, they had to divert this train to some other rails to get around. But the run went from a normal 20-hour run to a 37-hour run, and there were people that were calling 911 saying, "We've been hijacked."
No, I think we need a transportation secretary.
Well, I'm just getting ready to say here, Representative Nancy Mace of South Carolina has introduced a bill requiring Buttigieg to fly commercial until the FAA and Southwest flight cancellations are fully investigated and resolved by the Department of Transportation.
Well, amen. That makes sense. If the people supposedly in charge are impacted by it, it will get solved quicker.
Yep. It says Buttigieg has flown approximately 20 times on private jets on the public dime in less than 2 years as Secretary of Transportation. So, Nancy Mace, Republican Representative of South Carolina, good for you.
Thank you.
Yes, kudos.
Now, here's another interesting fact. I bet you didn't know this. The New York Post noted NOTAMs was previously called Notices to Air Men.
Yes.
But the name of the warning system was changed last year into something more gender neutral.
Yes, that's where we're putting all of our effort into.
That's right.
It didn't help the efficiency, did it?
Maybe they're using the right pronouns there now. I don't know, but
oh, dear.
Anyway, that was some more top news.
Yeah, it is funny how some of these agencies have, I'm going to say, quickly degraded into pointing. Well, remember they all continue with one effort, and that is to point the finger at Trump.
At somebody. Oh, at Trump.
At Trump. Okay. No matter what, we'll point the finger at Trump.
I want to bring up something about the classified documents.
That's what I was going to say. He mentioned Trump, so let's go.
This might require us all to put on our tinfoil hats, but I just want to throw something out there that has hit me while watching this whole story. First of all, the story was suppressed before the midterm election because it might have impacted the election. So they didn't want it out then. So why are they releasing it now? Let's take a look at that.
Well, while you're right there, you say it was suppressed before the election. They say it came out on the 2nd. They knew about it on the 2nd when they found out. So that was only one day. So I'm sure it had a little impact, but maybe not a whole lot.
Well,
if they're telling the truth.
Election day was the 6th. Yeah, yeah. And
right.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the 3rd. I'm sorry. Yeah. You're right. The 6th.
The 6th. And the irony is, you're right. Now, that's when it was, quote, publicly discovered, or I'd say publicly. Somebody had to know about it long in advance of that.
Yes. But where I'm going with this is, why was it released now? And I want to kind of walk down a very strange road here. Biden was out of the country, so he didn't have to deal with a lot of the American press. But it's also right after he kind of confirmed the fact that he was considering running in 2024. Well, my understanding is that the Democrat powers that be do not want him to run in 2024. It is already obvious that he is somewhat mentally compromised. And in 2 years, Lord knows where he's going to be.
Right.
So if you release, and their eyes are on Gavin Newsom, which is a whole other story. So if you release this now, and then you pile it on with the other two locations where classified documents are found, and then Merrick Garland appoints a special prosecutor, which he's done, you may be able to kill two birds with one stone. You may be able to get Biden out of the presidency because obviously he broke the law and he has to be dealt with. And you may also prevent President Trump from running. And you can then claim that you have handled both cases equally.
Mm. I don't know how they would keep President Trump from running. Hadn't he?
He could run from a jail cell. I mean,
or hadn't he already been exonerated?
No, not yet. Not on that one. Not on that one. Mm, okay. They're still there. And also, appointing a special prosecutor, as they did with Trump, keeps the leaks to what the special prosecutor wants them to be.
All right.
Now, you can expect, you can expect leaks. We've had leaks in the Trump case. We'll have more. But I don't think we're going to see a lot of leaks in the Biden thing.
I don't think you're going to see Trump convicted of anything there. It's two separate kinds of cases.
Well, Trump had the authorization and the power to declassify.
Right.
Biden didn't.
Right.
But I think the media will attempt to equate them. That's what I'm saying.
And as far as I know, they haven't found anything yet that they've leaked or reported.
No.
Okay. Biden had no authority to have the documents, and that's a federal crime.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so that's a different issue there.
However, that isn't going to stop the media. Look what they did with Russian collusion.
I know, but let's go a little further down the rabbit hole here.
Okay.
Because I tell you, I've been reading a lot of stuff from different directions. Let's say that the Mar-a-Lago raid was orchestrated for one single purpose.
The press. Yeah.
To set the precedent, okay, for what happens. Okay, so you've already been through this with Trump, the Democrats demanding all kinds of things and everything that they were pushing for, the investigations, the raids, everything going on. They've set the precedent for how you handle this issue.
Yes.
So now they have no choice but to treat this just as bad as they treated Trump.
Okay? However, if you listen to the media, They're doing everything they can to squirrel this. It's so funny.
I know.
But they're going into twists that we haven't seen in years.
But over the past few years, the media has been losing a lot of their
CNN's
way down. MSNBC's almost non-existent. So people aren't all listening to the same media that they used to listen to.
Yes.
So there's speculation this may have been orchestrated so they could set this up because they already knew that, you know, this was going on, or they had a pretty good idea that it was anyway. So now what happens if Biden gets convicted of this and he's out?
Kamala.
Oh, yeah, we get Kamala.
Who is less popular than
chickenpox. Do you reckon Kamala is clean?
No,
you think there's anything they might find on her?
Oh, yeah.
And then what happens if she's out?
Well, then you get Kevin McCarthy.
There you go. So if you put all those different things together into a big picture, it's possible that somewhere behind the scenes there's been some nifty orchestration going on.
Well, there's also the fact that if I'll be honest, I will be surprised if Biden finishes his term.
Yeah.
Because he's failing so badly. Now, when you watch the pictures of his meeting with Trudeau and the Mexican president, they were literally leading him around, even like off stage and on stage, even simple things.
Yeah.
When I think the reason they have left him in for so long is that I'm not sure they think they can control Kamala. And I think that's going to be very interesting. And again, she's not a popular figure either. You know,
that's all she's going to do is cackle.
Oh, yes.
Have you ever seen her have a serious moment?
No.
Well, you know, where you just said that, and I'm speaking again, speculation, the tin hat is spinning well. How would Mrs. Biden control Kamala Harris?
Well, by that time, she'd be gone.
Oh, I'm not sure about that.
She'd be out of the White House.
Well,
I mean, we have some serious swamp cleaning that we need to do at some point.
All right. Well,
and I don't know at what point that will be, but it's the only way our country is going to survive is if we clean the swamp.
Since we've been going down the rabbit hole, let's take another turn in there. You say she'll be out of the White House. Well, does that mean she'll be out of the White House like Michelle and Barack are?
Do you
think they are out of the White House?
No, but I don't think she has the connections that they have.
No, but she does have some connections.
Yes.
Well,
and they are one of those connections.
You know, Rick, earlier you were alluding to pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who knows what
who
the
knows
pictures
who
are?
Has which pictures of whom? And we have not heard of a single Epstein co-conspirator. Co-conspirator, I
customer.
Guess. Customer, yes. Okay.
Well, there is someone out there saying that she's going to release the names.
But, yeah.
I wouldn't want to be sitting on her life insurance policy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, jumping back to the documents here.
Yes.
In reality, Donald Trump, this is on Breitbart. Donald said China probably had easy access to Biden's classified documents. Now, why would he say that?
Well, because they were in the China-sponsored school at Penn State, was it?
Which has accepted millions of dollars in mysterious donations from China, the University of Pennsylvania.
And there was also, the Gateway Pundit has an article up, not only about the funding of this Biden Center, which was funded by the Communist Chinese. But Joe got $1 million out of it.
Yep.
I mean, he was well paid. Do we really think that he's not bought and paid for?
Oh, no. No.
Well, he was paid $1 million.
He's a puppet, okay?
Yes.
He's being used, and he's being paid well for it.
Mm-hmm. So,
anybody that can't see that, I feel sorry for you. So can we now say that all roads lead to China?
Yes.
Well, I mean, but you got to understand, but remember, not all documents were there. Some were ever in my garage. So, oh, surprise, some of the documents were in his garage with his Corvette.
And remember that I just came across this. The White House refused to disclose President Joe Biden's visitor logs from his Delaware residence, which is where the classified documents were.
Mm-hmm. In his garage.
In his garage.
Mar-a-Lago was less secure than Biden's garage.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay, so
folks, we're having much too much fun.
We are. Let's look here. Big Brother, Hochul's plan to ban sale of gas stoves fuels outrage.
Good grief.
Yeah, she got instant feedback on that.
I think she did.
She really, really got instant feedback.
Folks, they're looking out for your interest. And if you'll notice, there's a common theme here. All of it goes back to one particular party.
Yeah.
That keeps wanting to take your freedoms.
Yes.
Squelch your rights. Well, take your gas. Jack your gas prices up, you know. It's just outrageous. Outrageous what's going on. And it's hard for me to understand the people that can't see it.
The only green in green energy is the extra money the consumers are being forced to pay.
And we recently heard the suggestion that we should no longer call them blackouts or brownouts. They should all be known as greenouts.
Greenouts.
Right within the state, when we talked about Duke Energy not being able to support everything, now I realize some of it was equipment failure, but much of it was due to the fact that solar panels may produce electricity between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., but we need electricity between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. in the middle of the night when it's much harder to generate electricity from the moon.
When you said blackouts and brownouts, I thought you were getting into a racist thing.
Oh.
And then you come up with green, but it reminded me of this. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and University of Southern California School of Social Work have taken steps to ban the word field.
Yes, I saw that.
On official documents, citing racist implications.
Mm.
Where do these people, they stay up all night searching and digging for just anything. It's ludicrous. All right, folks, we're going to take another quick break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansburg, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, Bob, during the break, you mentioned Twitter, and I was looking here. It says, Twitter files show today's censors continue to be terrible at their jobs.
Yes.
Imagine the scene in the FBI San Francisco office last November 6th. Boss, headquarters just called. There's misinformation about the election on Twitter. We're on it, Agent Chan. I need Billy Baldwin's location data, and I need it yesterday.
I need it yesterday, yes. You know, it's interesting when you look at, I'm trying to think of Matt Damon's movies, you know, all
Matrix?
All of the spy movies are... Mm-hmm. But you look at all of those things going on and you say, wow, what a great fantasy. And when you look at it, you know what? That's really the way that information is being managed, and managed poorly, I think, is a very, very mild way of stating it. That Rick, you've talked about Mockingbird many times about I think of One American News. There was a quick expose of 30 news readers, not newsmen, but news readers, all stating exactly the same word.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I believe it was related to the information releases.
And now, mm-hmm, it's progressed, evolved. You have AI. that is doing a lot of that.
AI, yes, artificial intelligence is really...
Over social media. It's just spreading the same lies all over social
there
media.
There was recently a case, or not a case, but an attempted case where somebody wants artificial intelligence to argue a case before the Supreme Court of the United States. Not to have a lawyer logically do it, but to have artificial intelligence fill in all of the blank spots.
Yep.
Now, it's funny because you'd be watching nine people competing against a computer. Yes.
Yeah.
But now Twitter, of course, they're releasing a whole bunch of the emails that were hidden in the back when they were suppressing information, when they were, quote, they were trying to control the information so that we didn't get misled as they misled us.
I want to back up for just a minute to what we were talking about the special prosecutor on Joe Biden and the documents. Robert Hur, who's been appointed, was Chris Wray's partner at a D.C. law firm and later was Rod Rosenstein's top lieutenant. This doesn't sound like a neutral party.
So you're saying that's not going to be open and fair and...
Oh, I think it's going to be a whitewash and cover up.
You could be right.
That's not a good resume for this job.
Who's going to, going back to that House of Representatives and the committees? Are there really going to be committees that are going to? I'm not going to say investigate. Twitter, go and investigate January 6th again, go and investigate Russiagate again. Are we going to rehash some of these?
I don't want to rehash it, although Kevin McCarthy has talked about releasing all of the January 6th videos to make it all available to the public, which I think that is a good idea. But we have more serious problems. We have a lot of swamp problems, but we have inflation problems. We have other problems that also need to be dealt with, election integrity, things like that, that we really need to take a look at, as we need to do some investigation, but we don't need to get hung up on it.
So what you're trying to do is, I think you're trying to discriminate with, do we need to take care of inflation and the border and our defense, as opposed to taking care of all of these misdeeds?
Well, can we do a lot of both?
The silence.
Can we walk and chew gum at the same time?
The silence is deafening here. So.
Crickets. Can we walk?
Some of us can.
Can we walk and chew gum at the same time? I mean, there are problems that need to be solved.
Yep.
And we need to solve them. But by the same token, to let the misdeeds of the past years go by, they will continue if we do not deal with them.
Yep, I agree.
Just like letting a child run wild, you don't do that.
Well, real quick, before we have to start wrapping up here, I was looking for some more local stuff. We've covered national pretty good. North Carolina House, they just had a bill they passed yesterday, I believe, or it may have been today, that will change the rules on the length of time for voting to stop the governor's
veto abuse.
Right.
Yeah, veto abuse. Mm-hmm.
So that's a good move. Also, I'm looking here, headline, Democratic leader, the new North Carolina House rules would hold people hostage. What's he trying to say there? Proposed rule change that would allow Republicans to call snap votes. That's the same bill I was talking about.
Yeah.
So what it is, before they had to have a certain length of time before they could hold the vote.
Yeah, they were right. 72 hours, I believe it was.
So as the Democrats vote lockstep in a block, they could all be there to make sure.
If necessary, the governor could go and cajole them about
about something.
You're going to vote this way, you're going to be primaried.
Right. If the time is not there for him to talk to all of the legislators, you might have a few people that actually vote the way that their representatives would, their constituents want them to.
Well, the House Republicans are one vote shy of a veto-proof majority.
Yes.
I mean, they can override vetoes if all 71 vote together and not all Democrats are in their seats. A three-fifths majority of 120 House members present and voting are needed to override vetoes. So they can be right in the middle of a session going and they notice, hey, we don't have all the Democrats here, and call to vote right then. So.
And I don't know whether, without the emergency, again, the COVID emergency, I don't know whether people in the House are allowed to, again, call in remotely. I'm not sure if, like, like McCarthy has stopped proxy voting. Yeah. And I'm not sure whether our House is, our state House is going to stop that proxy voting.
Well, interesting. This follows up saying North Carolina House Republicans find a sneaky way to override the governor's veto. This is an opinion piece out of a Charlotte newspaper. Despite falling one seat short of an outright supermajority in November's election, North Carolina House Speaker Tim Moore has insisted that for all intents and purposes, Republicans have veto-proof control of the chamber now. So It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, because Governor Roy Cooper has vetoed more bills than all the governors we've had in
prior,
the past
every
combined.
Prior governor. Yes, all of them.
Yep.
Combined.
Yep. All right, Mary. Mary is the new chair of CCTA for 2023. And Mary, tell us what you've got planned for the next few months.
Well, Tuesday night, Sheriff Chip Hughes will be talking to us about the drug problem in Craven County and the other issues that we face in the upcoming year. That will be at Stanley Hall downtown at 7 o'clock. It's a good idea to get there a little bit early because you get a chance to meet people. And if you have questions about the organization, it's a good time to get them answered. We're on the second floor, Stanley Hall Ballroom, and you can get an elevator, or if you're brave, you can take the stairs. And there is parking in the City Hall parking lot after hours, so you get free parking.
And the meeting starts at 7 o'clock, you need to get there, like Mary said, a little early so you can meet and greet. And the nice part about having it at Stanley Hall downtown is there's quite a few restaurants within walking distance. So,
very, very nearby.
All right. And there is parking available after 5 o'clock over?
After 5 o'clock, all those spaces, or are they – I guess the county or the city spaces
are all
open.
Yep.
And we also, on January 21st, will be starting a Hillsdale College Constitution course. That's on Saturday, January 21st, 10 to noon. And it will be out at the courthouse out on Clark's Road. The sheriff has graciously allowed us to use his courthouse. And that will be taught by Larry Arne, who is the head of Hillsdale College, and it's a video course, and that will last about 5 or 6 weeks.
And folks, we'll have free copies of the Constitution there for you, and study materials and all. You really need to do this, folks, because especially in today's political climate, you need to know what your constitutional rights are, not what people are telling you, but you need to read it and know for sure.
And there's information on the cctaxpayers.com website about how to sign up, but you are welcome to come whether you are signed up or not.
All righty.
Rick, as you mentioned, many people look at our First Amendment, you know, our free speech, that the government gives us free speech. And no, that First Amendment says the government cannot prevent us from speaking freely.
Well, that goes for all the constitutional amendments.
Yes.
The amendments do not give you any rights. They protect the rights that you already have.
That you have.
Your God-given rights.
Absolutely. Those are protected by the Constitution. Now, unfortunately, The socialist, the communist, the far left, whatever label you want to put on them, have done everything they can to make them mean something else. They call it a living document. It's changing. It's evolving.
No, it's not.
It's evolving with the times. No, no. It is what it is. It means what it says, and it says what it means. Okay? Plain and simple. And if you're guilty of just taking somebody else's word for what's going on instead of picking up the document and reading it for yourself, or going to a course like this and studying from experts that have spent a lifetime studying what the founding fathers, what they were going through, you know, the background on them and why they said the things and did the things they did and where they got their ideas from and what was guiding them when they wrote the Constitution. That'll open your eyes if you'll just spend a little time studying that.
And they knew that they were fallible humans
yes.
when they were writing this document. And yet they wrote something that's very, very comprehensive. They hashed over it left and right and whatever else.
It's amazing how they foresaw so many things that have come to pass. And they gave us a document if we live by it.
If
we go by the document as it was written, we won't have all these problems we're having now. No. And the Fourth and the Fifth Amendment, too. Those are really abuse. You know, you have protection against search and seizure in your home. Just busting down doors in the middle of the night and coming in without warrants or any proof of anything.
You know, Rick, along with that Fourth and the Fifth Amendment, I hate to say it, but, you know, we have seen these headlines of the case out in Idaho where those four teenagers or young students were killed by this individual. At least right now, that individual needs to be considered innocent.
Right. Well, that's all right.
And that's, yeah.
That's always the way it's been up until recently, was you were innocent until proven guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in most cases, you're guilty until proven innocent, and you're not given the ability
to
prove yourself innocent.
And you're tried by the media.
January 6th prisoners are a prime example of that.
Mm.
Okay? They're locked up with some of them for almost 2 years now with no charges filed against them. Not proven guilty of anything. They're not even charged with anything.
And not being treated humanely,
right,
even while being locked up improperly.
That's the other thing your Constitution protected, was your right to a speedy trial.
Mm-hmm.
Is 2 years speedy?
Two years is not
speedy. No, it's not. Not in my book, it's not. All right, folks, we're going to take another quick break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
Hey folks, here's a tip. When you think firearms and ammo, think East 70 Palm. They've been on Highway 70 east of New Bern across from the fairgrounds for 31 years. Drew Preston and his staff know firearms. Gun sales have tripled in under a year, and women shooters are the fastest growing part of their business. Their great inventory, over 300 guns in stock, changes daily. And if you want something they don't have, they'll look for it. New and used, rifles, shotguns, and pistols, buy, sell, or trade. And they also have many holsters, scopes, and other gun accessories. Every member of the staff is deeply knowledgeable, and every one of them is an excellent shooter. So don't just come for the inventory. Come for the thoughtful advice. E70 Palm, your home for firearms, ammo, and answers. Highway 70 East, New Bern, across from the fairgrounds.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swanspur, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
How would you like to buy a present, be inspired, and have your spirits lifted? It's easy. Just visit Carolina Creations at 317 Pollock Street in downtown New Bern. You'll find an amazing array of gallery-worthy paintings, one-of-a-kind jewelry, pottery, glassware, greeting cards, personal adornments, and all sorts of temptations. Everything is displayed to please the eye. Prices run the gamut from a few dollars to a few thousand dollars. Many items are by local artists and artisans. Carolina Creations has been voted Best Gallery, Best Gift Shop, and Best Jewelry Store by the Sun Journal's readers. Stop in and see why. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will let you browse to your heart's content or swing into helpful mode if that's needed. You'll enjoy a visit to Carolina Creations. That's a promise.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Again, I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, here with Mary and Bob Griswold. Okay, Mary, did you have any more information for us real quick? We got a
Our February meeting is going to be about education, and there will be a panel of concerned citizens talking about education, and some of the school board members will be there in the audience to answer questions or share information also.
Good. Sounds good. So, people, let me remind you, our meetings are on the third Tuesday of every month. I don't know what that would be in February, but the third Tuesday, Stanley Hall Ballroom. It's free. It's open to the public. You do get a chance at the end. We have Q&A sessions. You can express your opinions as long as you're civil and ask your questions. And we'll be glad to have you.
By the way, it's February 21st.
All right, February 21st. Okay, folks, well, thank you for joining us today for CCTA Wake Up Call. Let me remind you that you can find out more about our organization at cctaxpayers.com. You just go there and click on that donate link, and we'll be greatly appreciative of that because
yes.
it takes funds to do the work we do, and we've been on the air with the radio show for 8 years now.
Wow.
So we've been blessed to be able to keep that going. So please come back and join us again next week for CCTA Wake Up Call.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.